Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamora Kennard. Thanks for joining me on this rainy Monday in South Florida. Hopefully it's a lot clearer and the weather is okay or even great where you are. I come today to talk to you about a gold digger, a liar, a gold digger. They kind of go hand in hand. Most gold diggers are liars. A lot of liars are gold diggers. It's been proven through history. Anyhow, she has a new trick up her sleeve. It's to make Mike Tyson look crazy again. It's to cheat the people from knowing who she really is all over again. You know, this lady was bad for Mike Tyson. She made Mike Tyson look bad. As if this brother needed any help with that back when he was having his trouble. She was there to spend the money. She married the man. She lied on the man. She lied on the man to his face. She lied on the man on TV to his face. Now, Mike could not defend himself at the moment, at the time. But he had a hell-bent look on his face. He had a hell-bent look. Like, man, I will kill you. I want to choke you. I just really want to punch your face through the back of your skull. That's the look he had on his face way back then. So, they're doing a Mike Tyson movie. That's right, a Mike Tyson movie. I believe Jamie Foxx is the star of the movie. He'll be playing Mike Tyson. She has sent a cease and desist order on the movie. So, she can't stop, you know, the movie from happening. She can't do that. But what she's done is she's actually had herself withdrawn from the story. Now, you know why? Because of all the things I just told you. And it goes deeper than that. It's more to the story than that. But she doesn't want you all to relive the scandalous, the pathetic, and the miserable woman she was. Now, she wasn't miserable at the time. She was miserable afterwards. And this is why we don't rock with Robin Givens till this day. Robin Givens fell off because we stopped rocking with her. Gonna do Mike Tyson like that. Give me a second. Let me find this clip on the news about Robin Givens pulling a cease and desist order on this Mike Tyson movie. Got me my blood pressure all up. Jesus, help me. Definitely a gold digging woman that we no longer associate ourselves with. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Let's hear what Robin Givens had to say.
Relax.
Enough's enough, Mom.
All right, and Robin Givens looks like she will not be portrayed in Mike Tyson's biopic. Apparently, she did a cease and desist, and now she's not going to be in there.
I, like, went and got the book that he wrote, and I was reading it, and there were so many things that are so not true that it's hard not to feel deeply disturbed by it. And to have somebody say, oh, the best punch I ever threw was against Robin, and she bounced from one wall to the next and was out. I'm literally praying that those things, we're in a climate where it's not acceptable. It's not rewarded. Yeah. It's not congratulated. And that's something that truly means a lot to me.
So people respect those?
They have to, I guess. It's legal.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I didn't know that you could keep somebody out of your story by doing that. Because, I mean, Mike Tyson was married to Robin Givens, so it is, you know, his story.
Yeah, that's
story,
weird. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to her lawyers, they said she was heartbroken to have to send the letter to make them not do it, but she's been trying to move on, and she said she finds herself fighting the abusive, demeaning, and false accounts of their relationship by Mike Tyson nearly 35 years later. And she said he has not only made light of the abuse he inflicted on her, he also accused her of cheating on him with Brad Pitt before they had divorced, and she denies those allegations.
Amazing story that he tells during his, if you ever saw his one-man show on Broadway, amazing
yes,
story
I did.
Told about running up on Brad Pitt and Robin Givens. But once again, it's Mike Tyson, it's two sides to every story, so I don't understand why he can't tell his side.
Right, because right, if she told her side, could he send a cease and desist and said you can't mention me? Could he?
Do you want to go through the legal drama?
Yeah.
Do you want to go through the legal drama of possibly having a movie shelved or, you know, issues of not being able to put it out?
I don't know. Depends how important that
could
that
happen. And if she's saying that things aren't true and he's saying they are, that's what the issue is.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'll tell you what. I would go ahead with the legal trouble. I want the legal trouble because you're not just going to get to say what you want to say about me. And when it's my turn to say something, I get a cease and desist order. That's not fair at all. You made Mike Tyson look like he just did all these horrible things to you. And he can't talk about how he feel, his side. This is not fair. Just not fair. Especially from you, Gold Digger. Now, Robin Givens was the it girl back then. And when Mike was at his highest, she played her part in helping to bring him down. Now Mike back up. He all the way up, as Fat Joe would say. He all the way up, and he's just trying to tell his side of the story, trying to tell his truth. I'm going to tell you this. Okay, I'm still going to have a girl in my movie portraying you. We just not going to call her Robin. We'll call her something else. We'll call her something else. But I'm going to tell my side of the story, and you're not going to stop me. Now, see, if you were smart, you would have let the movie happen. But just as you were then, you are now a bird brain. Because if I were you, I let the movie happen, and I would sue or try to sue or get me a couple dollars. I know you need it right now. You ain't worked in a long, long time. As far as I know, now, if any of you have seen her in anything recent, let me know. I'll stand corrected. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I haven't seen her on TV. I haven't seen her in independent movies. I haven't even seen her on the major. So, look, man, you had a bird brain in, you got a bird brain now. You can't see past the dollars in your face. I don't like Robin Givens, people. I'll just put it out there. I do not like her. Now, Mike done some things we all know. But the man life been an open book. It's been an open book. I believe Robin Givens lied about a lot of things. She wanted the bag. Yeah, Mike said it. You was cheating with Brad Pitt. I believe Brad was knocking you off. I believe he was getting some of that colored sister, you know what. And if he wasn't, you were spending enough time with the man that your husband at the time, Mike Tyson, assumed you were. You weren't working on a film with him. I don't recall ever seeing you in a film with Brad Pitt. I don't ever remember seeing you or hearing of you work with Brad Pitt. I do remember you were married to Mike Tyson, the youngest heavyweight champion ever. And I remember you lying and trying to destroy this man's name. The same man's name who was giving you money. At the time, you had your own money. I'm not sure your financial state now. I would hope you still have money. I hope you invest it. But I do remember this man blessing you. That's not fair. They should not allow this to happen. They should absolutely go forward with putting her in the movie. Hell, you had clips and movies and all of this and interviews about Mike Tyson. Why can't Mike Tyson do the same? See? You want to do something to somebody, but you don't want it to be done back to you. See, you were one of those women or one of those little girls growing up who hit somebody and didn't want to get hit back. But see, if I was Mike Tyson, I'd hit you. Not physically. I would hit you where it hurt. Your ego. I would have people question your truth. But you don't want your truth questioned. Nah, you just want to keep making Mike look bad 35 years later. You talking about you going through trauma 35 years later. What about this man? This man is ruined for life as far as it comes to the things you've accused him of. Robin Givens, come on up. Come on up. You need to get baptized with the oil. Okay? You need to get baptized with the oil. I do not like Robin Givens. I don't want to see anything Robin Givens is in. I don't want to hear her voice. Go do real estate. Go do anything else but be in my face. If I see you on TV, I'm turning. I'm turning. I'm going to mute you if you're in a movie with some people that I like. I'm going to mute your parts because I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you after what you did to Mike. The man been through enough. The man was going through enough. And just when he thought it couldn't get any worse, his own wife betrayed him. His own wife did him dirty. You look like you got some garbage twat anyway. I would never want to do nothing with you, man. You might lie and say I raped you. Your reputation. Gold digger, gold digger, gold digger. Yeah. That should be your theme song. Kanye West, gold digger. Gold digger, gold digger, gold digger. I'm going to say it one more time. Gold digger. Now, let's go back to an interview. Mike Tyson and Robin Givens did together. I can't believe this woman had the audacity to lie on this man, and knowing this man can't really straighten her on live TV. She tried the man so hard. Let's see if we can find that clip. See if we can find that clip, bro, of Robin Givens and Mike Tyson. I think it's a 1988 video. You got it? All right.
You know what people write about you, say about you. You know, this is the beautiful, glamorous actress with her beautiful, glamorous mother who are out to ruin this basically, I don't know what, tough guy?
Naive, yes.
Yeah. Why do they say it?
I think people wonder why we're together.
You are a college graduate, mm-hmm. right? Well-educated actress. This is a man who was a high school dropout, who went to reform school. You're very different, at least on the surface. Why do you love him?
Because he's smart. Because he's gentle. He's got this incredibly gentle side. Because Michael loves me more than anything in the world. I feel like he needs me, which I like. I like that.
Well, that's why I love him, because he really feels like he can protect me.
There was no prenuptial agreement.
No. And why should there be? There's a certain sense of idealism that comes with being young that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. We got married to be together forever. Not to plan for divorce.
What do you think about what Robin's saying?
Well, she's totally true. I mean, about a prenuptial agreement. I wouldn't know how to go about to ask her to sign it. If you're going to marry somebody, you trust them. And that's what marriage is all about, is being together for the rest of your life. For this stage of my life, I do have many millions. My wife would just have to ask for it, and she has every penny I have. If she wants it right now, she can leave right now. Take everything I have and just leave. She has the right to do that. She has the power to do that. She's still here. She tolerates my... And I love my wife.
You said all your millions, Robin could have anything she wanted. Does she ask for a lot? Does she spend a lot?
No, I have to force her to buy things. I have to force her to dress a certain way that I like. She wants to go out with jeans and boots.
Robin, some of the things that we've read, that he's hit you, that he's chased you and your mother around in Russia, that Mike has a very volatile temper. True?
Extremely volatile temper. I think people see that about every 3 months. He's got a side to him that's scary. Michael is intimidating, to say the least. I think that there's a time when he cannot control his temper, and that's frightening to me or to my mother. And to anyone around, it's scary.
What happens?
He gets out of control. Throwing, screaming.
Does he hit you?
He shakes, he pushes, he swings. Sometimes I think he's trying to scare me. There were times that it happened when I thought I could handle it, you know. And just recently I've become afraid. I mean, very, very much afraid. For instance, Russia, I was afraid. And my mom and I are in the lobby of a hotel, and I said, what are we doing?
What was happening?
Hold it. If Mike Tyson wanted to beat your behind, there's nothing that you could do, Robin. There would be nothing that she could do to keep Mike Tyson off of her. You dancing around the questions. The man, yeah, you play that game. Mike say he have to force you to buy it. You know you want it. That's why you're there. That's why you're there. Play that thing for me, bro. She running that game on this lady, man. And the lady want Mike under the ground anyway.
He was out of control.
Chasing after you in the lobby?
Michael is a manic depressive. He is. I mean, that's just a fact. And when he's in a manic state, he doesn't sleep. He has enormous amounts of energy. So your sleeping agitates him. He gets you up. There's an argument. I mean, of course you want to sleep.
So you run out of the room and he runs after you.
Right.
And people see this. And it's in the paper.
Right.
You know, I wanted to do this interview with the two of you together. I could have talked to Robin outside and you outside, but I wanted you to hear this because I wanted people to understand. And you're sitting here and listening to this.
This is a situation in which I'm dealing with my illness. And, this is my wife, and we're dealing with it.
Robin, there was the incident last month when Mike drove his car into a tree. Tell us what happened.
Michael had no intention killing himself. None whatsoever. And we hadn't been fighting. I was just trying for the first time to be strong. And I think what happens sometimes, I think for the first time I can understand abused women, because what happens is, or people, you know, you say, why do you stay in there? Well, number one, you love the person, and number two, you get accustomed to being treated poorly. So every day, behavior that you would normally not accept becomes everyday behavior. And I woke up and I said, I don't deserve this. I never had this in my life before, and I'm not going to tolerate this.
Where were you?
I was in New York, in our apartment in New York. Michael was in upstate New York where he trains, and I think for the first time he detected something different in my voice. I wasn't screaming. I was serious and to the point. And he worried, and that bothered him. And he kept calling. All throughout the night, he would call and wake me up. Do you love me? Are you sure you love me? Finally, it was about 11 o'clock. He called me and said that he loved me and he was going to prove his love and to call back at 11:20. I knew right away what Michael was going to do. It's something that he'd been threatening to do. We'd seen that side. I tried to get him to hang on and I couldn't. I rushed into the room. I told Mom. At 11:15, I called and the ambulance was on its way. To tell you the truth, they told me he was in a car. It was a great deal of relief.
What did you thought?
I thought that I knew that he had guns, or I thought I knew that he'd been trying to get guns. I thought that maybe he was going to be a little bit more deliberate.
So that you'd feel sorry?
Yes. Yeah. So I was actually relieved. Got in a car and went there, and I was angry. I was very, very angry.
The people watching can't see that as you were talking, Mike, there's no anger. He's rubbing the back of your neck. Why are you doing this interview? What you wanted people to know?
I don't want him to seem like a bad guy. He's not a bad guy.
You don't want him to seem like a bad guy. But everything you saying about this man is bad, right? On live TV with a woman that you know probably hates him. Probably wants him dead or in jail. Are you kidding me? Robin Givens, tighten up. Tighten up, man. You crucifying this brother on TV. By the way, I'm going to say this. This man looking at you like, what? He going along with it. But this Mike, early Mike, might never been loved. Mike never had a woman like you before. What you want a man to act up on TV? Man, get out of here.
And for a reason, something that we're now working to control. With the type of disease that Michael has, he was a hyperactive child. It turned into something else. It's something that he's had for a very long time. It went untreated, therefore it got worse. It's something that the doctor says gets worse in your 20s.
Why do you think this is that nobody saw it before? The Customato didn't see it. The Bill Caden didn't see it.
I can't imagine that anyone could live with Mike Tyson and not recognize that there was a problem. Let me say this. I mean, there are times when Michael is manic and he's incredibly abusive.
This is crazy. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. I'm telling you. When I'm looking at this and I'm watching it and I'm hearing it again, it feel like I'm there again the first time. I was a young boy when I first saw this interview, and I was mad then and I'm mad now.
Not physically, mentally, verbally abusive. I can't imagine that anyone would live with Mike Tyson, the one that I know, the one that I see, and not recognize that there's a problem. There's no possible way. Hitting teachers, hitting girls and pulling them into a bathroom. You cannot just, it's not a bad boy when they occur too often.
So why wasn't it treated?
Because I think he did very well in the ring. I think he did exceptionally well in the ring. And the way that they chose to handle it was to keep him in the ring.
Foolishness. Foolishness. Keep him in the ring. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with you. Stay tuned, man. We're going to go and see if we can find a Mike Tyson clip of him talking about the real Robin Givens. If nobody else saw this problem, maybe you were the problem. Running around with Brad Pitt. Running around with people you had no business running around with. I'm not buying it. But we will continue this conversation after the commercial break. No. We're not going to commercial break. Scratch that. We not going to commercial break just yet. We going to find out what Mike said about why he married Robin Givens. That's what we going to do. We not going to commercial break right now. We going to give you some facts. What the hell did Mike say?
Welcome to The Fumble. I'm Crystal Marie. In his forthcoming memoir, Mike Tyson is making some pretty shocking claims about his ex-wife, Robin Givens. The former heavyweight champion and the actress wed in 1988, but Tyson admits he immediately knew the nuptials were a mistake. In his memoir, Undisputed Truth, he writes, quote, I should have known something was up. I didn't know that Robin and her mother, Ruth, had been on the prowl for a big black celebrity for Robin since she graduated college. She was supposedly 3 months pregnant when we got married. Now it was June and she hadn't gained a pound. So the next thing I knew, she was in bed and claimed she had miscarried our baby. Tyson claims that Robin and her mother capitalized on his low self-esteem. He goes on to describe a confrontation with Brad Pitt, whom Robin had started dating before ending her marriage to Iron Mike. Tyson says Pitt begged him not to kick his butt. You had to see the look on his face, writes Tyson. He looked like he was ready to receive his last rites. He also looked stoned out of his gourd. Undisputed Truth hits stores November 12th. For more on your favorite athletes, visit us at thefumble.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Facebook.
That's thefumble.com. You can get more of that story on thefumble.com. See how it's more lies? I told you, a gold digger and a liar go hand in hand. That's right. Gold diggers and liars go hand in hand. If you don't believe it, go out there and find you a gold digger. Go out there and find you a gold digger, okay? I guarantee that gold digger gonna tell you some lies to get that gold, to get that money, to get inside your head and your heart. That's what gold diggers do. Gold diggers do this. That's their job. That's their sole purpose in life. The sole purpose in life, man. Welcome back. I'm your host. Thanks for hanging in there with us through those commercials. I know sometimes those commercials interrupt the vibe of the show, but let's hear a little bit from Mike now that we're back. Hey, man, I really do appreciate y'all tuning into this show and listening to this show and getting information from this show. I don't know what other shows you listen to, but I want to say thank you for hanging in and sticking it out with me with this show.
How verbally and physically abusive were you at times back then?
I had fights with women. I was a young kid. I know nothing about any kind of relationship with women. And I don't know. What do you want me to think? Am I a monster? Am I a brutalizer? Do I hate women? No way. Am I a young kid that never had experience with women, learned late in life, and then realized that I'm in over my head? Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Right. I mean, to what extent at the time did it seem okay?
I don't know. What are you talking
about? I mean, you just didn't know any better because listen, you had never learned.
There's no doubt about it. I know right from wrong, but I just never practiced it right. I had no reason to practice. Everybody told me everything I did was right. You know, I had just a wrong upbringing in the world I was in, you know. You think I come from this inner city, I meet these people, they just tell me, you keep doing what I tell you and know it'll be a foreign language and all this stuff, and then boom, you know, I fall into this really weird spiral and stuff, but I'm pretty cool now. Yeah, I'm pretty cool.
One very serious situation happened with trainer Teddy Atlas that wound up with him holding a loaded gun to your head and pulling back the trigger.
Well, that's not true. How do you know if that's true or not?
No, that's
no,
what he had said.
No, you made a statement like you know it was true.
Oh, no, okay, yeah, that's what he had said.
No, no one was wrong with Teddy. That's not true. Teddy did do that, but it wasn't necessarily because I flirted with his niece or touched her butt or something. Teddy wanted me to go back with him. He was leaving because he left, and I wasn't leaving because he wanted me to come back with him. You know, and that's really basically what happened. I wasn't leaving to go with him, and leave cuss and go to New York and train, whatever the situation was. But, you know, That's what Teddy always wants to tell people. He wants people to think he's a tough guy, he's a mafia guy, and all that stuff. But that's okay, you know, but I have things to do. I have to raise my family. I have to have things to do. I'm not in the mood to prove that I'm a tough guy.
Right.
You know, that's what I try to do all my life, prove I'm some tough guy. But I'm not a tough guy. You know, do you think he's a tough guy? Do you really think, see, I know he talks tough and everything, but you think that he would ever come in my face and say that he's a tough guy, man to man to me? It sounds like he would, because he got everybody fooled that he's a tough guy, but no, he won't. But listen, when he pulled the gun to my head, too, you have to listen, this is a good one. I'm 15 years old, and this guy, how old is he? 26. He pulled the gun, he didn't even shoot me.
Right.
So that tells you how tough he is. He pulled a gun on me and didn't even shoot me. If I pulled one on him, God knows, them bullets are not going in the air. You know, so he's a tough guy. I'll give him the credit. He wants to be tough. Everybody thinks he's a tough, and he's supposed to be killing me with him and his mafia uncle, I don't know, since I was 16. You know, they're supposed to be getting me and doing something, I guess, but I'm still here, you know, still here.
And he, from just what he said, and I'm not speaking this as truth, but just
from what...
No, but
you want to believe him, though, I think.
I was interested to hear your thoughts on it. I mean, that's why I brought it up. What he says here alleges that, like, Cuss would let you get away with things, and if he would have been stricter with things, that would have prevented much of that. What do you think of that?
Listen. Okay, everybody listens. Teddy was the man when I came. He was the trainer of everybody. And this is just what it is. Cuss liked me more than he liked him. Okay, he don't like that. That's just what it is. You know, that's like a new guy coming on the job. He's a new, exciting guy. He's cool, and your boss likes him. So he doesn't like you as much as he likes him. So now he's the most exciting guy in the gym when you used to being the most exciting guy in the gym.
Right.
All right, so how would you feel about that?
Right.
Okay. Graham, check this out, right? I'm not a glamorous person anymore. You know, I hate talking about my past. I don't like my past. As you can look here, I don't look like somebody that had some glamorous or blah, blah, blah. I'm living like I don't know. I'm just very grateful. But this is just, you know, man, my whole life has changed. You know, this is not my normal circumstances. This is something I've come accustomed to. That big life that we're talking about and we reminisce about, that's never going to appear again. I'm never going to be no billionaire, multi-hundred millionaire type guy again. I'm just always have to live this kind of life. I'm always going to be taking care of my children. I'm going to be paying my monthly notes, my yearly bills, and there's nothing glamorous that's going to happen anymore. You know, your guys coming out here for ratings, I wish there's something I could tell you that probably make you happy to go home with, but all that stuff that you're talking about now is just all stuff from the past, you know?
We were talking about vulnerability, and, you know, from speaking yesterday, I think there is an inherent, a justified guard up or distrust when it comes to media and reporters. How did that come about?
Well, you'd have to, that's just the way it is. If you were present during my life as a young kid, you know, I've been assailed by press. I assailed press, and I just don't have the energy to fight with people no more. And that, you know, this and that rat race of a world. He said this to me, and I got to protect my honor and punch him in the mouth or say something back. It's just so denigrating to anybody who lives in that arena of words swapping. It's just, I don't know. I'm tired of that. I've done that already. I want to do something else. I know where that's going to lead. I know where that's going to go. Fighting with a person that he said this, I said that. So forget that stuff, man.
Right, and it was interesting because yesterday it wasn't as if, you know, you got angry. It was just, you know, enough. I kind of shut down, move on. You know, let's do something different, right?
Well, I've gotten angry before. I know what's going to happen. I know where it's going to lead. Let's try something different. It's over. It's over. I'm in control of the situation. It's over.
How do you feel about interviews?
I don't know. I don't feel I'm the guy who they're interviewing about anymore. They're still interviewing. I ain't Mike, and that's not who I am anymore. My whole barometer of thinking is just not who that guy is anymore.
See, they think Mike's stupid. they try to dig and dig and dig and make Mike say something and give them some information. Now, you heard Mike in that clip talk about, you know, how he thought of women in the past. He didn't know. The man was a kid. He was still a kid. Robin Givens, though, took advantage of this man. You know, he was already going through it with everybody else. He was already going through it with everybody else in the world. What's wrong with this man telling his story? You got a problem with that, huh, Robin? Robin, what's going on? Don't do Mike like that, man. That's our champ. We root for Mike. Even when he was doing things that would seem crazy, we rooted for him. We wanted to see him do better when he was doing bad. Don King took advantage of the guy. Oh, my God. You know, Robin Givens was friends as well as Mike Tyson with Donald Trump. And it was a rumor out there that, you know, Donald was coaching him. I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me on that. I just read an article one time about it, and I found that interesting. You know, I know Donald Trump and Mike Tyson were all right. They were cool. They were seen hanging out and they hung out some. But let me tell you something. Robin Givens, you know, I want to say she a sister. She a black woman, but she is not a sister. She is not to be trusted. Mike found that out. If you haven't seen Mike Tyson One Man Show, I suggest you go watch One Man Show. It's about an hour long. He talks about the whole Robin Givens thing and how, in the interviews you heard earlier in this show, he just didn't want to, you know, get crazy on TV. He talks about it. Robin Givens, come to the front of the congregation. Get your blessed oil. You need the oil on the forehead. You need some hands laid on you. You need some prayer. Listen, let that man tell his story. You done told your story for 30 years. You done told your story for 30 years. We need to hear his story. They always say it's his story, your story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. Why can't we hear his story? We want to hear his story. You know? This is ridiculous. And all the reporters, they think Mike's stupid. They think he's dumb. Now, even Robin Givens was forced to say he was smart. Don't let because he speaks with a lisp make you think this man is dumb or stupid. Nah, he know. And just because he let you get away with something don't mean he didn't know. Maybe that's just how big his heart is. I'm going to tell you this. If I was a man dating Robin Givens, I'd shatter her whole world, rock her whole world. You might be smoking crack when I'm done with you. I said with you, not with you, with you. You might be smoking crack when I'm done with you. Because I would break your spirit. You a gold digger. You a gold digger. But I'm that gold nigga. Okay? See, I like the challenge of breaking gold diggers because you need a taste of your own medicine. Sometimes these women need a taste of their own medicine. Not you good sisters, not you good women. When I say women, I'm talking all colors. It's good white women, it's good Asian women, it's good Japanese women, it's good black women, it's good all kind of women. We not talking to you all. We not talking to you all, and I'm not telling men to do these women wrong. I'm talking directly to the gold digging woman, the gold digging women in America, or around the world for that matter, for that case. Okay? Robin Givens, man, you told your story for 30 years. Let Mike tell his. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? It's not like they checking for you in box office. This might revive your career. This might have you getting booked again. Robin Givens, let Mike Tyson tell his story. Let him tell his story, man. Y'all just want a brother to be quiet. Don't talk about it. You lied on that man. You lied on the man. Even went so far to say he took it. He ain't take, man. You was his wife. And he took it? No, you gave it to him for that money. You played the game. See, that's what gold diggers do. They have the ability to make you want to give it to them. They have sad stories. Robin Givens, you're not fooling me. See, Mike was a late bloomer when it came to women. I was an early bloomer. I was an early bloomer. I wish you would have ran into me or somebody like me. Because, see, if Mike wanted to hurt you, Mike wanted to beat you up, you would have been beat up. You would have been unconscious. You would have been in a hospital. You would have had your head swollen up like a pumpkin, like when Martin fought Tommy Hearns on The Martin Show. So don't give me that crap about he did this and he did that. You could have left him if he did do it. And I'm going to tell you what Mike messed up. Mike messed up because he let people think that. He let people believe that these things were happening. Mike shouldn't have did that. He shouldn't have did that. Mike, you shouldn't have did that, Mike. Now, that's on your record forever. Every time they talk about the good, they're going to talk about that. And it's not true. And guess what? The sad part about it is, even though it wasn't true, he let it go on so long that now it is true, even though it's not true. See, you can tell a lie for so long that it become the truth, because over time, that's going to develop into someone's truth, even though it's not the original truth. I don't know what else to say, man. That's my time with you all for today on Ear Gas. We'll revisit this conversation another time, another day, another episode. Hopefully Robin Givens will find it in her heart, find it in her soul, her spirit, to let Mike Tyson tell his story. But like I said earlier, I'm putting you in my story. You got the chance to talk about your story. I want to tell mine, and now you put a cease and desist order on my movie. Let me win. You've been winning. You've been turning people against me all these years. Let me do something good for a change. L, if I portray you in my movie and I did you so dirty and I talk about how I did you so dirty, what's the problem? Now, see, the problem is you don't want those truths. You don't want his truths and what might actually be the real truth to come out and start all over again for you. Maybe you trying to get booked. I saw, you was talking about you read his book and it's not the truth and this and that and this and that. How would you know it's going to be the truth? You didn't even let the people make the movie and show you the movie before you said no. I would have rather you do that than have a cease and desist order. At least you could have watched the film and said, no, I don't agree with this part. Let's change this. Let's talk about it. But no, You flat out said no. Hell no. Cease and desist means stop right now, and you better not release it or I'm coming after you with a legal team. Well, bring your legal team. Bring your big bad legal team, Robin Givens, because Mike deserved to tell his story. If y'all have not watched One Man Show with Mike Tyson, go watch it. I believe it's been out for a while now, so you can watch it even on YouTube for free. Go watch it, man. I'm out. This is your host, Jamori Kennard. I love you. I'll talk with you another day. Got my blood pressure up again.